When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé WTF Podcast, a weekly hangout to talk about what the fuck we all just watch on TLC's 90 Day Fiancé. I am Nadia, and with me is my co-host, Lon.
Hey, hey, hey.
Lon.
What's up?
Por favor, no strippers.
And we knew this was coming, right?
Man, did he have a meltdown. I'm starting to see the toxicity in this relationship, mainly coming from him. I wish he is less controlling because he's showing us the side of him that he wants things a certain way. He doesn't want her to do this, doesn't want her to have this experience or whatever. I think what turns me off about Clayton is the fact that he called his sister to complain about the stripper when he should have been met at the sister, not at Annalie.
Yeah. Yep. She could have taken more of Annalie's side.
Yeah.
Like, look, it's a bachelorette party. This is what she wanted. But, and I get it. I guess she probably didn't want to be any part of that drama or whatever. But I'm like, dude, come on. You threw the party. You knew what she wanted. Can you like step in and talk some sense into the guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I wish she had schooled him about it. Like, I wish she had told him to chill the fuck out and maybe focus on losing that 10 kilograms that he needs before the wedding.
Yeah.
What is he thinking? Like,
what is that about anyway? Like, does he need to fit into a suit or
yeah,
to lose exactly 10?
10 kilos a day before their wedding. Yeah. What was he thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, he's better off taking Ozempic, you guys.
Man. I understand Annalie's doubts, though. I think especially if, you know, when you believe that marriage is a lifetime commitment, and if this is how your partner is going to be and you're constantly fighting, and she said it's the day before their marriage, dude, I would have my doubts, too. I'd be like, yo, I know we only got 90 days, but we got to pump the brakes because it's not working, right? There's some stuff we need to fix because this just isn't working. And you're right, like, he's really insecure. And because of that, he puts these rules and restraints on her and stuff, and he gets mad at her for these things. I just think he needs to work on himself and, you know, focus on getting that maturity to be in a marriage, to be in a lifetime commitment, because I think she's ready. She knows what she wants, and this isn't it, right? This isn't what I want for the rest of my life, and I'm scared to marry you tomorrow.
Yeah. Remind me again, I'm guessing they still haven't had sex.
Yeah, you're right. There's two couples, I think, that haven't yet. Right?
Wait, who's the other one?
I think Citra and Sam are waiting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah. So I guess Sam and Citra won't have that problem anymore. But I have to say, Annalie just seems like she's turned off by Clayton. Like, I think a lot of us are questioning why she's choosing to be in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She's too good for him, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I also don't like the fact that Clayton calls himself a victim when it
he
comes to this.
Victim?
He did. When he was on the phone with his sister, he said, I'm the victim here. Why do I have to apologize?
Oh,
victim
that's
of
right.
What?
You're
victim
right, you're
of
right.
What? She didn't lie. Okay, maybe she did lie. She did say that the when the stripper came to her, she told the stripper to like go away and then somewhere else. Meanwhile, she was taking a close-up of the stripper dancing on her. Okay, you know, like white lie. We let that pass, right? But for Clayton to call himself a victim, red flag, you guys, red flag.
Yeah. He just needs to move on from it because he's like,
yeah,
I want to know more details. Why? Don't, if you're not going to like what you're going to hear, like, just kind of accept that this happened. And if she's not going to do it again, like you asked her, like you said, What did he say? Nunca or whatever in Spanish. I can't, my Spanish is bad.
Something about
This
you
will never happen
isn't
again.
in the world or something. Like
Yeah.
he did say mundo, and I was like, this guy,
Yeah.
stop it.
Like, then let
Dramatic.
it be. Don't like, I need to know more. What else happened? You don't want to know. Trust
Yeah.
me. You don't want, you really don't want to know. And you
Yeah.
know what? The footage is going to be available for you to watch anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, I know we jumped the gun a little bit, but in case you're listening, we are covering 90 Day Fiancé Season 10, Episode 16, and the episode title is With This Ring, I Wed Thee. And we were just covering Clayton and Annalie, and I thought we can probably move on to your favorite couple, Lon,
Ooh.
Jasmine and Gina.
Jasmine and Gino. Oh my gosh. I was just watching that parody video you sent me.
Dude, that was so accurate. The way
It
he, the
is
way the guy,
spot
spot
on.
on, right? The way the guy
Spot
laughed, like Gino.
on. I'm gonna have to tweet this for anybody listening. I'll have to tweet it or exit whatever. It's such a spot on parody. It's hilarious, but it's accurate. The facial expressions are accurate. The way they speak is accurate. And it seems so over the top, but then that's exactly what happens on the show. It's such a good clip. I'll put the link up, but it's
Yeah,
hilarious.
share that with the world. But yeah, so Gino gave Jasmine a $1,000 budget for the wedding dress. And of course, it went over because,
Yeah.
you know, Gino has to invest in her happiness, right? Not the best thing I would like to hear, especially coming from someone who just spent $4,000 of his money on butt implants.
Exactly. That was the thing, is like they had a budget. It went to her BBLs.
Yep.
So like, don't look at Gino like he's being a cheapskate. So here's my thing. Let me go backtrack a little bit. First, I want to say I get that it's a wedding and I get weddings are special. And I guess I understand that it's a once in a lifetime thing. And most, you know, women dream of this their entire life as they were a kid. But y'all, $1,000, $1,000 for a dress to me is already ridiculous. I get it. For a wedding dress, you're hard pressed to find anything that's $1,000. But really, in actuality, I think $1,000 is already a lot of money. So he's not being cheap when he's saying that that's kind of the ballpark. He's actually being generous because his budget was already what, 3, 4 G's? And then he's throwing another 1,000 on top of it.
Yep.
Ultimately, what, another 3 on
5,000.
top of it?
Yeah. So
Because
it's
of
a $5,000 budget
that's a
on the
lot.
dress. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. And you could tell she was picking a lot of the most expensive shit every time she
Totally.
came out. In my head, I was like, that's not $1,000. That's not $1,000. I like it, Gino. I'm like, already in my head, I was like, that's not $1,000.
I don't like the fact that the wedding store clerk kind of like budget shame Gino in a way, like low key is shame him for having such a low budget. Maybe
Yeah.
I'm wrong here, but I also don't like the fact that the producers always try to like get strangers to opine on the couples, like as if they know the couple and as if they have contacts. Like if that chick knew that Gino had allocated $4,000 for Jasmine to get a wedding dress and she just spent it on her butt, I
Yeah.
mean, I'm pretty sure her reaction would have been different, you
Right.
know? So I just don't like the fact that the producers always try to get external parties to like opine on like the couple's situation. Like, of course, like, you know, without the context, you see Gino as being such a thrifty person or such a
Penny pincher or
penny
something.
pincher,
Yeah.
exactly, you know, and who's always forever frowning, right? Gino's always
Right.
like this
And
grumpy old guy.
he's still unemployed, right?
He quit his job. I mean, according to him, in this 90 Day Fiancé universe, he has already retired.
Right.
So I don't know where this money is coming from. I'm guessing it's his retirement account. I'm hoping he's loaded because Jasmine does have quite the taste, right? She has like
Expensive tastes.
expensive taste, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how he's gonna. Like, I mean, obviously, TLC money, let's not forget. TLC money is obviously there. I have a question for you, Lon, and this might be a Western thing, but Isn't it bad luck for a husband to see their future wife try on dresses? Or is that like,
Oh,
isn't that
yeah, I
like a
think you're
belief?
right. Yeah, I think you're right. I know that it's bad luck to see her in her wedding dress on their wedding day.
Okay, so this doesn't count
But
then.
I'm not sure about the tradition or the ritual of the dress shopping. So you might be right about that. I'm not 100%. I don't think she had anyone else.
That's
So it's
true.
like, who did they film it with?
Yeah.
And then there's the whole budget thing, you know, to add drama to it. Like, oh, look at Gino being the penny pinching cheapskate, you know, and trying to play that part up. And
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to point out is that once again, TLC does a great job editing the dinner scene to look like it's going to be contentious, right? It's going to be dramatic, and then it turns out to be anticlimactic.
yeah.
It, if anything, it was very heartfelt, right? She was telling them about how she feels about being in the US by herself, missing her family, and I think that was really sweet. I like that his family was, I guess, playing along and embracing her and all that, and they have a sense of humor. And yeah, again, the dinner scene was, it didn't turn out to be anything other than just, you know, something really chill and casual.
Yeah. To me, it felt really manufactured and
Totally.
contrived. And like you said, I think they set it in motion because they thought they were going to get some really good footage. And it turned out to be less dramatic than it really was. If there was any drama, it was just that Jasmine was crying and being really emotional. But other than that, it didn't turn out to be what they made it out to be.
To be
what they were trying
exactly,
to sell it as.
exactly.
Yeah.
What about Rob and by the way, it's Rob and Sophie, and I apologize to our listeners. I did say Claire. I think Claire might be her mom's name. I forgot, but I might have called Sophie Claire in our last recording, and I apologize. That was a mistake on my part. But yeah, Rob and Sophie, what do you think of them this episode?
I felt like he was gaslighting her about the
Totally.
post.
Every time.
Yeah.
Like,
Though,
you don't
what do
have
you
to look
mean?
at my Facebook. You don't have
Yeah.
to look at my Facebook post, though. Like,
Those weren't about you. I'm just talking about my life. Come on,
stop
bro.
it. Yeah. So
Come
immature.
on, dude. Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely got some growing up to do, but he's the older of the two by like 9 years. I didn't notice there was a 9 year age difference. And then, you know, when every time they do that kind of transition scene where they're introducing the couple that's next.
Yeah.
And then the couple has to either be happy or angry, and they
The
turn and look at
posing,
the camera. Yeah. And I was like, he's 32 and she's 23. And I was like, why didn't I notice that? So, yeah, for someone who's older, he's not acting very mature. Yeah. And he constantly gaslighting her. And I felt really bad when she was crying.
yeah, it's not that hard to apologize. I don't know why he's finding it hard to not let go, but like concede and maybe take a bit of accountability.
Right.
I
Yeah.
don't think they're ready. I mean, you know, Sophie's only 23. I feel like if they get married, she's really settling. Rob is not the best guy out there for her. That's just my opinion, but pretty sure a lot of people share my opinion.
Yeah. I missed 4 episodes in the middle of the season. So there were a lot of red flags for me. Did they ever get settled on what's happening with whether she wants children? That's one question. And then whatever came about of him, I think he got caught talking to another woman, right? So yeah, listeners, I missed 4 episodes just so that we could catch up and record on some content. And that was in the middle of the season. I want to say episode 6 through like 10.
I think she doesn't want to have kids, if
Yeah.
I recall correctly. And then he
He's
got
fine with
caught.
that,
He's
though.
not. I don't think he's. I think they might have resolved it, but I think she was very upfront about the fact that she's not interested to like start a family anytime soon. I mean, duh, if you're gonna not have attached bathrooms, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
Let's be real. How
And
about you get a
medically,
house?
right? There was a some health condition or
Yes, I
something.
think there was a health condition. So we can revisit that. I gotta find out more. And yeah, apologies. I should come a bit more prepared. I
No, it's all
think.
right. I'm talking about an episode that should have been covered, but we were busy, so it's all good.
I mean, honestly, with their scenes, I just Okay, I'm so sorry, you guys, but here's a confession. With their scenes, I find it hard to focus because I think Sophie has a bad wig or a bad coloring job because I keep focusing on her roots. And I'm so sorry that's so superficial of me, but I just find it hard to focus on their scenes and their plots. And it's just Sophie's hair get in the way for
You're
me.
focused. You're just focused on the
Yeah.
roots of her
Like
hair.
it's such a blemish for me that I just can't get past it. So sorry, you guys. I will have to revisit this with y'all, but and feel free to maybe DM us or email us about this. But yeah, her hair is so distracting to me. Like I feel like she's so well put together.
Yeah.
The hair is not though. The hair has to be better. It's the wig or the hair. I can't the extensions, not really sure what it is, but the hair has to be better, y'all. I don't know. Sophie's stylist, whoever she visits, the salon, whoever that she visits in the UK probably hates her. Like low-key hates her and gave her such a bad coloring job or bad extension job or whatever it is. It's just sad though that she's actually a olive skin girl and I think she might have gone through skin bleaching. Because I've seen her before photos. Yeah, she's a mix, she's a biracial person.
Right.
But I think she chose to be white passing. I'm
White
sorry to say
passing,
that.
right,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And to answer your other question, Lon, I think you did ask about whether or not they want to have kids. And then what's the other one again?
He got caught talking to another woman online or something,
It's
right?
not talking to other women, but rather he has like pornography sent to him and he's just like watching it. Yeah. So in a way, it's kind of cheating because he's entertaining all this, like I guess nudes and all this like
Oh, he
pornography
has
stuff.
like he has OnlyFans subscriptions or something. Is that
Yeah,
something
likely
like
that it
that?
is. Yeah, they didn't mention it's OnlyFans. They just say like it's pornography.
It's pornography,
Yeah.
and she feels like that's in some way cheating
Cheating,
or
yeah.
something like
And he
that.
obviously downplays it and calls it like, well, it's just there. It's just there. I just happen to see it. It's just there. Like,
But so he wasn't talking to no one then.
and
It
I don't
was
think it
just.
was him talking. It was pornography, as far as I can remember.
Okay.
They're going through like adolescent problems. You know what I mean?
She's
Like,
still very young, though. I know for
she's,
some of y'all,
yeah.
23 is like, oh, I'm an adult and stuff. For someone like me, 23 is really young still, though.
You've got a long way to go before you discover a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know about you, Lon, but I'm discovering late stage capitalism. That's, once you hit your 30s and 40s, that's when you discover like a lot of shit in this world that kind of makes you depressed in a way. But anyway, yeah, like I'm more focused on the fact that they don't have an attached bathroom. They should argue more about that, but no, they talk about other stuff like, social media posts.
Right.
To be young. But yeah, so enough of Rob and Sophie. I got the name right this time around. Let's move on to Ashley and Manuel
I like that.
scene with the mom.
Yes. How Ashley and Manuel's mom were able again to communicate in the same language.
Yep.
Like, we need more of
Props.
that. We need more of that energy. And if
Props.
people would take the time to understand their partner and be able to speak the languages of their partner and their partner's family,
Yeah.
see how much we can accomplish, how much more constructive
Yeah.
these conversations can be. Like,
Exactly.
if she wasn't Spanish speaking and that scene were to happen, she wouldn't be able to relate. She wouldn't be able to offer words of comfort. And it wouldn't have, like, I don't want to say ended. It just wouldn't have been on a high note. And I think for what it was and what it represented, it could have been a lot worse,
Yeah.
but it ended okay. Like, we're all right. We love Manuel and we understand how difficult this is going to be. And I'm really sorry. And, she was able to relate her experience and say, I understand how this must feel for you and things like that. So that's the kind of energy we need. And I, props to Ashley for being able to speak the language.
Yeah.
And Clayton too. Like, give credit to Clayton for being able to speak Spanish too. Yeah.
What's Spanish for strippers?
I don't want to do it. I was just going to say strippers with an accent. That's so bad.
He did say with an accent, though. He said,
Yeah.
"Por favor, no strippers."
The Reapers.
Ah.
And I'm not trying to mock any
Mock anyway,
accents,
yeah.
y'all. Yeah.
I'm trying to mock Clayton, y'all, so I'm trying to imitate him. So aside from the fact that she chose day 89 to get married, so
I
last
was gonna
minute.
say that. So hold on. If they don't get married on that day, is it the next day that the window is up? Because
I
she
don't.
made it seem like it. If we don't get married, then everything I've worked for, I'm like, you can't push it like a few days or a
I
week
bet
out.
day 91 is probably like, you gotta go. I think so because
Why you
I.
wait that long? Oh my
Because she
God.
wanted the date. I think she was being very new agey, spiritual about the dates. And okay, I'm guilty, but like, I wouldn't.
Relatable.
Relatable, totally guilty as charged. But like, I wouldn't pick such a perilous time, you know, like 89th day, my goodness. And the 90th day is when you probably had to file the papers and everything.
For
And you know,
sure.
government shit, man, it takes time. Yeah.
For
Come
sure.
on.
Yeah, you need some cushion, y'all. Some a
Yeah,
little bit
buffer.
of buffer. Yeah, like
I bet this is made up. I mean, I don't think she want to play like that. I don't think she would toy with this process. I mean,
I
it's
should have assumed
expensive.
that too, but my jaw dropped. I was
I
like, wait a
know.
minute. Are you telling me, you know what I mean? That this is the last? Like, why? Why?
Yeah. She likes the date. The time has to be 5:30 p.m. Hey, relatable, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. You're pushing it. You're
You're
pushing
pushing
it.
it, totally.
Yeah.
But going back to being able to converse with your in-laws, your partner's parents, and all that. I wish Sam was able to do that because I think Sam is such a stand-up guy. He's willing to convert, and we saw the conversion process, which, I mean, I don't know about y'all. It's actually very simple. I don't know if people have this preconceived notion of like, what does it take to become a Muslim? Like,
Right.
that's
Here's a
it.
bunch of hoops and you need to hop through
Yeah.
them.
Like,
No.
there's no blood exchange or whatever, you know, like,
Yeah.
you're not sacrificing goats here. Nothing of that sort. You're just saying a line. And yeah, it's in Arabic. Okay, we get
And
it.
they help you through
They,
it. Yeah. They give you the answers to the test, y'all.
It's an open book exam.
It's
It's nothing to it. You're not gonna get dunked into water, you know, like it's not, you're not breaking glasses. It's just saying something. That's
Yeah.
all. And I'm not here to be evangelical or anything, but I just wonder how many of y'all out there are thinking, oh my God, what does Sam need to do? And like, he just rehearsed a line and that's it. He's
Yeah.
just, and repeating it after the imam,
Exactly.
and that's
Is
it.
that the, I don't know how to pronounce this,
Shahada.
Shahada?
Yeah.
Yeah,
So that's
yeah, yeah.
just a declaration of the fact that you believe in God being the one true God. The only thing that separates Islam from any other religion, Abrahamic religion at least, is the fact that you also have to declare that you believe that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last prophet.
The
Not
last
that,
prophet.
yeah, not that we're discounting the other prophets like Jesus or Moses, whoever, right? It's just that you believe that it ends with Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Yeah.
Got it.
And that's it. That's it, y'all. I think I saw a comment on Reddit saying that, and this is so spot on. I think people are worried about how this is like an indoctrination type of thing. But in reality, new converts, how they adopt the religion is, especially through a marriage, it all depends on how their partners practice that religion. So if Citra is not a very strict Muslim practitioner, and I don't think Sam would be a super Muslim, you know, like I think people are worried. I think especially like you can see his mom is worried about him being so like, I don't know. And that's the thing, right? Like after 9/11, like a lot of people think of Muslim as like, oh, you're gonna be indoctrinated, you're like terrorist, you have to grow a beard. But
The
no.
radicalized
Yeah, radical.
version.
Yeah, exactly. But life goes on for him. He just chooses to be a Muslim, to marry. So, I don't see anything radical about that. It's just he's making her dad happy and assured that Citra is going to be well taken care of. And that's the only wish that Citra's dad wants, is that he converts. And I think if from then on, he feels okay about leaving Citra behind and being cared for by another man. And that's it,
Yeah.
you know, there's nothing much to it.
That would have been really, really cool if Sam even just learned a little bit to have that conversation with the
Yeah.
father, just to learn a little bit to say, you know, may I have your permission or may I have your daughter's hand?
Yeah.
Oh, and I will take care of her little simple phrases, you know. Just do a little bit. I think Sam's cool. I think Citra is really good for him.
Yep.
And I understand he has a past and he's growing and he's learning. But through this season, I've really come to like the guy. He seems really genuine. He's converting for her. And you can tell that he doesn't want to fuck this up. And he really respects her family and respects her. And I like that about him. But just do a little bit of homework to be able to speak to your father-in-law about that, because that's a big thing in a lot of cultures, the kind of handoff, right?
Yeah,
Like,
totally.
you're gonna take care of my daughter. Like, do you even know how to say yes, I'm gonna do
Yeah.
that? Like,
I think Sam understands a little bit. Like, he can do basic acknowledgement and like exchanges.
yeah.
But I have to say, that scene between him and the dad sat him down and say, like, hey, I'm about to give you my blessing. I need you to take care of my daughter. And that was such a heartwarming scene. The problem with that scene is Google Translate just fuck it up.
It was heartwarming, but I was dying when Google Translate messed the entire.
Messed up the pronoun, they messed
Yeah.
everything. And I mean, I can't say I speak fluent Indonesian, but it is similar to my native language. I can tell what he's saying. And then when I read the Google Translate, I'm like, I had a facepalm moment all the time, when,
Yeah.
especially when the dad talks and then it translated to English. Because when Sam talks and it translates to Indonesian, the Google Translate gets it more accurately than the other way.
Right.
So the way the sentence structure, I think Google still hasn't quite understand that, doesn't process that correctly. So I understand the dad. I know what he's trying to say, but when Google Translate relay that message to Sam, it just sounds funny. But I think Sam knows the gist of it, like he said, right?
Yeah.
I think that's all that matters, but it just sounds so comical. And the scene was like, you know, so serious. And this is like a serious moment, very pinnacle moment. And yet, yeah, Google Translate just fuck it up. Thanks, Google.
Yeah. I'll admit it that I was laughing at that part. I love what the dad said. I think it was really, like you said, heartfelt. But then once Google started going off and Sam was like, yeah, he knew. He was like, that's not this
Yeah, that's
doesn't
not what
make
he's trying to
any
say.
sense. Yeah, I
Yeah.
get the gist though. Yeah.
Yeah. There was one interview that Sam did with the camera by himself, but he said, well, you know, thank God. I mean, Allah.
I mean,
That was
Allah.
so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I
But all
can't
he
believe.
did was translate. That's all he did was a
Yeah.
translation. It's not
Yeah.
even a correction.
It's not, yeah, I
Think
don't know why
about it.
he doesn't have to say Allah every time, because Allah is God
Is
in,
God.
yeah, in another language. Like, I can say Dios mio and it's the same thing, you know? So, yeah, that was funny. Super funny. If I could suggest to Sam, if he's really serious about embracing the religion, I just found this on my Instagram feed. They have this prayer mat that tells you what to do step by step, like how to pray the Muslim way. It even says the prayers for you. And I thought, wow, this is great, revolutionary. Like, if someone wants to convert, like, you just give them the mat and they know what to do, like how to pray the Muslim way. And that was like super cool. But anyway, not that I'm
That's great,
endorsing or
yeah.
like, this is not an ad, but you know, I just want to say that's one of the coolest thing
And
that
it's on
I've
our TikTok shop.
damn. What a business idea.
Everybody's going crazy over this viral mat.
Viral prayer mat.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. I can totally think about how that can go far. But anyway, Lon, we have come to the end of our coverage of 90 Day Fiancé Season 10, Episode 16. What is your WTF moment?
Let's see, WTF. I really was taken aback about Rob acting the way he was towards Sophie and realizing that he was 9 years older than she is. He should really be the one. I know they're both adults, but as for lack of better phrase, he should be the adult in the relationship. He should be the one to approach things more level-headed, more mature. And like you said, he wasn't taking accountability. He started gaslighting her. Dude, the receipts are online and you hurt her. And does it take her having to cry all the time for you to soften up and then just to take accountability for your actions? You know what you did is wrong. And if you don't, you need to grow up. That's just, it was pretty simple to me that he was doing the things he was doing intentionally to hurt her. And then to try to say, nah, I'm just me and my life and what I post about. And if you're reading into that, what can I say about that? Nah, come on, man. Like, you're being passive aggressive. No one's fooled. You didn't fool anybody. So, WTF.
Yeah, it just seems like Rob's amygdala hasn't quite developed yet. All right, so my WTF moment is simply Google Translate. The Google Translate app on, I don't know, Sam's phone translating English to, I'm sorry, it was Indonesian to English that I think they totally fudged because it ruined the moment
Totally.
that I thought was sincere. It came from a good place. It was supposed to be serious. It is pivotal, a dad giving away his daughter and giving his blessing to her future husband. And Google Translate just totally ruined it. Google Translate should be canceled, y'all. I mean, they got the pronoun wrong.
Yeah. He should have used Chat GPT.
Exactly. Totally, totally. Shout out to ChatGPT for writing my LinkedIn profile. Right, so we've come to an end. Long, anything else that you'd like to chat about?
So, really quick, we did mention, I think, on the previous episode, the Twin Flames, and Nadia checked it out. And we were
I'm
having a
hooked,
lengthy
y'all.
discussion about it.
And Lon, I think what also didn't help, and I'm happy to like kind of dial back, but I just want to finish this sentence.
Yeah.
What didn't help is that the whole celebrity endorsing the concept of twin flames. Twin flames, the concept of it is innocent because it's basically soulmate on steroids to me, right? It's the spiritual version of soulmate, even though I think soulmate is a spiritual concept anyway. But this one, the way it's being marketed to us is, like this is your divine partner on earth and afterlife and in many other lifetimes after that or before. And again, I think it's just hyped up, it's marketing.
And you got to pay us to find out who that is.
Yeah. But again, like the fact that celebrities endorse that, like remember
Hey,
Machine
okay,
Gun Kelly?
I might have forgotten what happened now.
Machine Gun Kelly, oh my God, what's her name?
Megan
And
Fox?
Megan Fox, they were endorsing it big time.
Really? Was this
Yeah.
in the series? I didn't
No,
know.
no, no, no. It's not
Oh.
a part of the TFU, is it TFU, Twin Flame Universe. It's just them saying that they believe in the concept of twin flames.
Okay.
Which again, no issue with that. I think what Lon and I had a problem with is this couple, Jeff and Shalia.
Aaliyah,
Shalia,
just like that.
Shalia,
Shalia.
aka Megan.
Yeah.
You know how they have this business where they're essentially scamming people, and I just don't like how they've scammed people and ripped people away from their families and encourage really bad behavior. One such bad behavior that they totally kind of force you to do is to really go after your twin flame, whether or not your twin flame is in a current relationship or marriage, whether or not your twin flame was an ex who have probably had a restraining order against you because one of the previous members actually did what she was told and she ended up in jail for a month. Flon, do you remember one of their members was trying to find answers and joined their TFU classes, but I guess didn't get the coaching that she should get because she was suffering from depression. She actually killed herself before they could actually coached her properly on it.
Oh, I think I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because again, this is the detriment of people who claim to have answers but are not licensed to be psychologists or to give any proper life advice to someone who genuinely have mental health problems. So that's the danger of what the Twin Flames universe or the Twin Flame Ascension School, I can't believe they call it that.
Ascension school. You
Yeah.
got all the terms down.
Yeah. But yeah, Lon,
Harmonious union.
harmonious union, because that's their promise, right? So this
Yeah.
couple, if you join their classes, they guarantee that you will find your twin flame, and they supposedly channel their connection to God, and they'll have answers for you, and they'll know, like, it's so divine in a way, and they guarantee that you'll find your twin flame. What else? Yeah, and that once you find your twin flame, you will then achieve harmonious
Harmonious
union.
Union.
Yeah. I wonder if they trademark all this
Yeah.
BS. But anyway, Lan, yeah, let's hear it from you because I know you put me onto this. So what do you remember about this so-called cult?
I mean, to me, it was a cult. I don't even know if they referred to it like that on the show, but it's just another way that they're being predatory to a vulnerable group, to people who are, like Nadia said, looking for answers or looking for love and need a space that's filled, who lack direction. And these are people who are perfect to prey on. And the concept of twin flames, soulmates, and all that stuff, you can believe what you want to believe. I used to kind of believe that, and on some level I still kind of do. But then to commodify it and to turn it into a product, and then in order to get this product, you have to subscribe into our service. And our service costs this much. And me and Nadia had talked about this before we started recording the podcast. And she's dead on. It's an MLM. And you start recruiting other people and you tell them to recruit other people and you tell them to come join the coaching program and you can coach other people. And it turns into the blind leading the blind all of a sudden. And there's just a lot to unpack, and I can't get into it right now, especially like right when we're about to wrap up our podcast. But yeah, there's so many levels to unpack about this, how it gets into, gender identity and then gender expression, and then how both of those things are forced onto people because they couldn't fulfill the promise of a harmonious union or finding their twin flame. So they said, oh, you know what, guys? They start making shit up, right? As they go. And they said, that's because your twin flame has to be a member of our twin flame universe. You're like, what? How? And then I don't want to spoil too much, but yeah, Nadia, what did you want to add anything to that? It's just crazy.
Yeah, I think I want to point out red flags for me, right? Because as we talked more about this, it screams Scientology. Because remember with Scientology, like you, what was the, what,
Thetans, right? Was
yeah,
it the Thetan
and
and
the session that you have to go through, I forgot what the term is. Yeah, it just sounds like Scientology to me. And then it's like, if I were to like describe what the documentary is that Scientology documentary on HBO and Surviving R. Kelly. It has
Oh, right.
so many elements of predatory behavior, toxicity, ripping people away from their families, like essentially psychologically kidnapping them away from their loved ones. Yeah, and with Scientology, it's all about getting volunteers to do the work. I forgot what the session is called. You know, when you have to confess, like you have to like,
Right.
yeah,
I
it's,
forgot the name of it too, but
yeah.
you sit down and you tell all your worst secrets.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I don't know if Scientology actually invented it, but you'll find this same practice in a lot of other offshoots. And instantly when I
Yes.
see it, I go, they fucking took that from Scientology.
Yep.
They want you to tell them all your secrets so that you're kind of tied now to the group and they can threaten you, or
Yep.
it serves two ways, right? They can threaten you, and also now they know vulnerabilities and weaknesses about you. And it's just so insidious. It's like, why do I got to do this to be a member of your shit, right?
Yeah.
It's,
So that's one red flag to me, the fact that you have to be coached and then you pay a lot for their session. Like I think one,
ridiculous amount.
yeah, the works, the whole, you know, the everything package is like, what was it, 8,800 or something, some ridiculous amount. And I remember Jeff, one of the co-founders, he said, well, just put it on a credit card. You know, like I think that's a red flag. Like if someone asks you to join any program, doesn't have to be a cult, right? Could be anything. Anything can be an MLM nowadays. It can be as innocent as, you know, like join my financial coaching. You know, there's so many of them in social media, right? Financial gurus. But you have to pay $999 per month. That's a red flag, dude. Like, I mean, you have to guarantee that I become a millionaire because otherwise that price point is just scammy. It's a scam to me. Like,
Join
surely.
my free webinar and
Yeah,
then you go to the
right.
webinar, pay me $800.
Exactly.
What? I wouldn't have come if that's all you had to tell me.
And they make it hard to achieve their level. They always put another layer to like ascend, right? Like you become level five coaching. Oh wait, so does that mean I'm now like a ultimate coach? No, that's level six. Next thing you know, that's level seven. It's like, no, that's a red flag to me. And yeah, don't let anyone rip you away from your family. You know, that's another red flag to me. Even though you don't get along with your family, like there shouldn't be anyone in this world that tells you that you shouldn't have relationship with your family. Unless you really legally want to emancipate yourself from them. That's your call. But I would be cautious when total strangers tell you that, hey, you know, you should sever your ties with your family because they don't understand your need to find a twin flame. It doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. You know, you can have
That
both.
isolation is like cult energy right
Yep.
there when they're
Yep.
trying to isolate you and get rid of all your connections and stuff.
Yep.
Another thing I notice about like cults and how they operate, and I'm just like, oh, I
Yep.
see where this is going and it's
Yep.
not good.
Yep. And speaking of isolation, I think the last update, if you watch the Netflix documentary on this called Escaping Twin Flames Universe, they wanted to buy a, I forgot how big the property is, but it's worth $3 to $4 million in Michigan, somewhere in Michigan. And they want their members to live in that compound as them. And again, that's exercising control because now you have access to them in person. Previously, it was just a virtual session. Even through virtual session, they have that much control over their members. And the other red flag too that I wish people would see is that if someone is flaunting their wealth,
Yes, that's the word I was looking for when we were
something
talking
is wrong
earlier.
there. Like if you're working for them for free, that's not cool either, especially in the current economic climate when inflation is at an all-time high. Why would you work for people for free? Even if you believe in their cause, like, you know, unless it's like a higher calling, like, you know, if you want to volunteer for, like, I don't know, World Central Kitchen, my favorite charity, feeding like refugees, sure, you volunteer your time, right? Maybe it's a temporary thing, but I wouldn't work for free and then turn around and see that the person I'm working for is splurging on Chanel, you know, like, and they were so blatant and boisterous about it too. They did not hide their wealth. Like the guy made a video about his $100,000 Porsche. I've been a slap
The
on the wrist.
way he was talking about it on the video just really rubbed me the wrong way.
That's the equivalent of those pastors, of those mega churches saying that I need to fly private because I need to be closer to God. It gives off that same vibe. You know? Not cool. So, yeah, I am really fascinated by the so-called cult. I guess they don't want to be called a cult, but they have a making of a cult. It
It's a cult to me, for
is. It is
sure.
to me too. So, all right. Anything else, Lon?
Happy Valentine's Day? We said that last week, didn't we?
We did. And we've been good at publishing so far, but yeah, maybe happy Valentine's Day again. You know, hey, happy Super Bowl week. It is Super
Oh,
Bowl week
yeah.
this week. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Hopefully they win this time, revenge game here. So, and what else? I think we did wish our listeners like Happy Lunar New Year. Hey, it's Lent.
Oh, Lent's coming up.
Yes,
Yeah, you're right.
Ash Wednesday is next week.
Is it next week already?
You tell me long.
I'm so bad.
You asking me? I'm like, yeah, dude, I guess so. That's what the calendar told me.
Yeah.
Nothing else for me to say. Just, be kind to one another. I want to say, I don't know if there's a movement for this, but podcasters for ceasefire. It's been 4 months since October 7th, and there hasn't been any ceasefire. So I just want to say, ceasefire now, please.
Hashtag podcasters for ceasefire.
Yep. And on that note, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.